It's the Personal Edge Fitness Show, a guide to improved health and fitness. You deserve a successful lifestyle, and Garrett Williamson will show you how. Dispelling the myths of fitness, nutrition, and health, because you deserve to live well. Now, the guide for your journey, your host, Garrett Williamson.
Okay, welcome to the show, everyone, in these rather interesting times that we're all experiencing. This is Garrett Williamson. You are listening to the Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show, and of course, we're going to touch on that subject. I don't know of anybody doing any kind of broadcasting right now that isn't talking about the elephant in the room, but we've actually got some good news and talking about things in the world of health, fitness, and wellness that we can do to protect ourselves against this virus too. So appreciate you joining us. I'm so glad to have the guest that I had on last week that talked to us about dealing with COVID-19. So I really appreciate Dr. Ivy Williamson from Galen Medical in Chattanooga, Tennessee, joining us, giving us some aspects on the front line. We have somebody tonight that's going to elaborate on that a bit in the Mobile area. Also, I appreciate Lynn Barnes, our good friend, registered dietitian Lynn Barnes, coming on and giving us some nutritional ideas, some interesting ideas about how to combat that. And I thought that was fascinating what she said about, of course, you know, she and I are in agreement that we know the truth. And that is, there's no such thing as bad food. But something she was talking about this time, during this situation with all this going on, that's the last thing to be thinking about, making sure that you've got plenty of food on board, that you are maintaining your strength and maintaining your energy levels. So I appreciate her sharing that with us. And then some insights on exercise and dealing with this from, excuse me, Dr. Long from University of Mobile, the Dean of Health Sciences and Health and Sports Sciences at University of Mobile. So I appreciate them being our guests. And tonight is no different. We have some fantastic guests that are actually calling in. Because we're Charlie and I are sitting here social distancing. We have everything wiped down in here. He met me at the door with gloves on and a wipe to see if I needed to be wiped down. And I told him that I was pretty well covered, and I appreciated him looking out for my health. But that's where we're having our guests call in. It's changed all of our lives. It's changed our lives here. It's changed lives in my business and all the different small businesses in town and greatly impacting them. And if you're in that boat too, my heart goes out to you, and I commiserate with you. But as we well know, this too will pass, and I've talked about that. I told Charlie I wouldn't bore him again with yet another rendition of my quote about resilience. But we will get through this. I'm certain. But speaking about small businesses, what I thought we'd do here on the Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show, the more I thought about this situation, the more it reminds me of, or I actually try to think of some kind of situation to compare it to. And I'm a history buff, and the closest thing I can compare this situation to, or what we are dealing with, and since it's on a national basis, and I'm not downplaying any other large events that have happened in our lifetime, but that's World War II, and the reason I say that is that I'm a fan of history and a student of World War II. I had the awesome honor of visiting Normandy a couple of years ago, and when I was racing in Europe, and actually visited 1 month to the day of the 75th anniversary of the landing at D-Day, and it was just rather it was amazing. I don't have the words for it to describe being there on the beaches and thinking about what our nation, as well as the world, was going through at that time. But I've read a lot of books on the subject. One of my favorite books happens to be William Manchester's The Glory and the Dream. He does a fantastic job talking about how that time changed America and what not only the government was doing, what our troops were doing, but what our companies were doing, what our small businesses were doing, what our individuals were doing. And it was a time that we did not need to call on or tell everybody, hey, everybody's got to take part in this. Everybody needs to do their thing. It's a time when the nation stepped up and said, we're going to do that. you know, the small businesses stepped up and said, what can we do? What can we change? What can we make? It's when individuals took it upon themselves to darken their windows on the East Coast so that submarines couldn't outline our ships in order to target them. The scrap drives, the rubber drives, everything that we did. So it was a pulling together that honestly, in my lifetime, I've never had a chance to live through anything like that, so I had never had a chance of actually all of us being called on like this. Well, that's what's happening now, obviously, and we're seeing that, and it's an amazing thing. It's, of course, we'd much rather this not be going on. Any of us would vote for it not to be going on, but since we have this challenge, it's rather unifying, and the things that you're seeing a lot of small businesses do to make a difference, and what individuals are doing to make a difference is nothing short of incredible. We have local companies here that don't do any kind of manufacturing of any sort that I know of. I don't want to belittle the companies that are doing this, but I have a local company in Mobile, been family owned for years, and I don't know how many years they've been, but they're in camera and photography and business, and they're actually producing masks for hospitals. It's got approved within, I believe, about 48 hours, and they're making protective masks for our physicians, our healthcare providers, things like that. People sewing the face masks for first responders and what have you. It's incredible what they're doing. All I could think in last week's show is, you know, what can our business do? I mean, we're being impacted like all of them, but what can our business do? And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to try to share the feelings that we're seeing on some of these small businesses, especially in the fitness and sport realm, and talk to local business owners, your neighbors, those people that are being affected, like I'm sure you are too, and what they're doing to not only combat this to save their business, because the majority of people in this area, just like the majority of people in the nation, are employed by small businesses. So these people are they're your friends, they're your neighbors, they may be your employer. And so we're going to showcase some of those here on the show, and we're going to start out the second segment talking to one of those business owners. And I think this is phenomenal, because not only are they, you know, fighting like a lot of us to maintain their business, do what they can during this time, but they're also reaching out, trying to take care of, still, even with all these challenges they have, they're trying to take care of everybody's wellness, trying to do what they can to make a difference. So I have Micaiah Rockwell of Fleet Feet in Mobile joining us in the second segment to talk about that. And I don't think we can get into this, since this is a health, fitness, and wellness show. I don't think we can go through this without talking to somebody that is on the front lines and dealing with this and the challenges that they're seeing. So we have Dr. Mary Schaffer, who is a pediatrician with Infirmary Pediatrics, going to talk to us about that. Then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some things that you can do. The things that you can do to protect yourself. And interesting that we have several people, and it's hard now. I heard three stories today. I guess it's hard, difficult now for all of us not to know somebody that was touched by COVID-19 and hopefully not fatally, but have been touched by it. There's something I was reading that Chris Cuomo put out, and I thought was interesting about it. And I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV, but he was talking about, he said something very interesting, and he's suffering from it. And he was talking about how to deal with it. And he was speaking to a pulmonologist that told him, this is not one to lay down on. This is one to fight. The pulmonologist told him, I said, are you breathing? Yeah, it's kind of hard to breathe. Breathe. Breathe deep. Can you stretch your chest out? Well, it kind of hurts to put my arms over your head. Do it. Get up. Move. Fight this thing. And so we're actually going to go into talking about what you can do, whether you're affected by it directly or not, to fight this. Either by protecting yourself, like we were talking about last week, about boosting your immune system, how you can maintain a strong immune system to ward this off, and or, God forbid, how are you going to fight this off? How are you going to deal with it if you do contract it? And we're going to give you some information of how we can build up your own defenses I've got some guests that are going to be talking about what they're doing right now about this. So stick around. I sure appreciate you joining us, and we'll be back in a few minutes talking to Micaiah Rockwell, a local business owner dealing with COVID-19. This is the Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show. This is Garrett Williamson.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us. Again, you are listening to the Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show, and we are talking about several things tonight. Of course, the underlying theme, I think, of all of our lives right now is of course, COVID-19. So infecting the show. Yeah, that is definitely an underlying theme of this show today. But we're speaking first, and as I said before the break, I talked about the fact that Personal Edge wants to do all we can to make a difference in this time, like a lot of small businesses are. And then one of the things that we want to do here at the Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show, as opposed to the things that we're doing in the facility, is to spotlight some of the local businesses that are being affected by this, especially in the fitness and sport world, and what they're doing to mitigate this incredible challenge that we're all under. And so we have a unique situation tonight, and actually I love it when individuals look for the silver lining no matter what. And and our good friends Micaiah and Marjorie Rockwell at Fleet Fleet do just that. Now they're a locally owned business. They're your neighbors, they're your friends. They do a lot for this community, and they're having challenges obviously right now, but they're bringing about some fantastic bright spots that I want to talk about tonight. Joining me on the radio show is Micaiah Rockwell. Hey, Micaiah.
Hi, how are you, Garrett?
I'm doing fine, pal. How are you feeling?
Feeling well. You know, COVID-19's got everybody kind of on edge, but we're making do. We're to be made.
Right, exactly. So I have to ask you, Micaiah, now for those of you who don't know, Micaiah is an incredible endurance runner. And I think, you know, a slow week for him is what, less than triple-digit miles in 3 days?
Yeah. I've got miles right now on every other weekend hitting 50-plus.
Oh, man, fantastic. Fantastic. That's awesome. So, look, Micaiah, Micaiah was on our show with us not too long ago, and we're going to have him back because he's got some fantastic things to talk about in the way of footwear, especially with people that maybe have special concerns. But I really wanted to speak to him tonight because he's doing some he's facing challenges just like all of us are in the small businesses. And I want to ask you about that, Micaiah. I mean, I know this has affected your business. How are you guys mitigating this? How are you guys dealing with this?
Well, you know, we're considered a non-essential retailer, which there's a lot of us kind of in this same boat. And what we're doing to kind of help mitigate this is we're doing curbside pickup. We're doing a lot of motivational online, like Facebook. We're tallying up everybody's miles, and we're just trying to keep everybody motivated and keeping our name out there because we can't actually have people come into the store, but we can still kind of do like a outdoor fitting process,
right?
But it really kind of it's hard to do, but we're still making do with it.
Sure, I'm sure. And also, I mean, you've got a situation, a special situation with how you handle some of your regular customers, though. About if somebody, one of your regular customers, needs shoes or whatever, I know you've got a special situation up that you can help them rather quickly.
Yeah, so we do have customer data in our computers, but also whenever they come to the store, we like to get feedback from what they've been in and make sure that they don't have any extra injuries that they've occurred during their training, and especially while everyone's been getting out and exercising more.
Right,
we can kind of help them in that aspect.
Exactly. Well, and I actually want to talk about that because I've been following you on Facebook and I've been watching the things you're doing, and it's almost like you guys are looking for, hey, there's some things that we do on a regular basis for the community as far as being active, and we're not going to stop that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we call it the Running Is Not Canceled, and we have a page for it. And basically, you get out and you go and you run, and then you post your run on a daily basis. And we're trying to get more and more people to get on that to build more miles each day. So I think the first day it was 100 miles, the second day jumped to 200, and we're just going higher and higher with that just to keep everybody motivated and our name out there.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. How many, roughly how many respondents are you having to the to that post? I've seen it. And actually, I posted on it myself. I posted the 22 miles I put on the bike on the other day because I thought it was a great idea. But roughly, how many of y'all, how many people are you having post to it?
I think right now on a daily, we're hitting anywhere from 35 to 45 people right now that are just doing it consistently, and then we're getting some people that we haven't seen before, which is really good and what exactly what we wanted to.
Oh, that's great, man. That's I'm glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. So real quick, since you're on that subject, where can people get hooked up with that?
That's Facebook. Running is not canceled at Fleet Feet Mobile.
Great.
Type it into the search. Running is not canceled. Fleet Feet Mobile.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Is this a post that y'all are, excuse me, I saw it on Saturday, saw it Sunday. I think I picked up on it yesterday. I mean, is this something you're posting every day or just have it running continuously? This is a post that's just kind of ongoing.
Yeah, so once you join the post, then it'll give you instructions to join another app that actually keeps track of the mileage that you're doing.
Oh, wow.
It's called Strava. And then Strava does kind of like all the tallies, like the weeklies and the dailies, and then compares you to kind of like how much mileage you've done compared to everyone else. So it kind of helps you more motivated in that aspect.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, any more of that we can have, the better. I mean, mainly, I spoke about this on my show last week, and we're going to cover this a little later. I've got some people coming on to go and talk about it. But everybody knows the CDC recommendations on social distancing and understanding the recommendations of, you know, washing your hands. I mean, Lord, I've sang happy birthday to myself so many times and you know, in the last month. It's amazing. And Charlie's over here singing it to himself on a regular basis. We know about all that, but what a lot of people don't know is that CDC also recommends, in order to combat this, in order to keep yourself safe from it, is maintain your exercise. And that's tough to do with a lot of gyms being shut down or what have you, but that's exactly what you guys are doing.
Yeah, exercising is great, especially getting outdoors in the sunlight and the UV, because COVID can actually get on you and not necessarily be in you.
Right.
And if you were to get it on your shirt or something, rub it on your phone, and then touch your eyes or your nose or your mouth, you could actually get it. But being out in the sun and anything that's going to be exposed to UV rays will actually kill it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and encouraging people to get out, walk. I love it. You're not just runners. Now, you're talking about walkers. And from now, unless y'all change this, you were actually taking cyclists too, because I posted my cycling miles on there the other day.
Yes. We're doing running, walking, anything that gets the heart pumping and makes you feel better than you did. I know you may not feel as good during it, but you will afterwards, I promise.
Right. We're talking to Makai Rockwell of Fleet Feet Mobile. And it's a local running. Well, I don't like to say, I like to say fitness shoe store, and I'm not sure if I'm classifying that correct, Makai.
Well, we're more classified in run, walk, and comfort. So we deal with anyone with doctor referral injuries to the person just wanting to get out for the first time and do some walking or jogging. And then anyone who has an athlete that needs to have their feet and gait analyzed.
Sure. Exactly. So and that's that's what you, the clients that we refer to you guys, what y'all have handled for us have been so fantastic. But if you don't mind, now I'm going to step into to let everybody a little something else about your neighbor here, Makai Rockwell, and that is that not only do they have this fantastic running store, and they're a local business owner, and they have employees people they employ through their business, but Makai, you're out there on the front lines, pal. You're a first responder. You're a firefighter, correct?
Yes, I'm out here right now, waiting for our next call as we speak. So I'm glad we could do this over the phone. We got called in. We're busy. We're taking extra precautions with what's going on and just helping people as needed.
Well, I got to tell you, man, from the bottom of our heart, thank you so much for all that you do. Definitely from a small business standpoint, but I'm probably redundant in saying this, and I'm proud because our community, I think, is highly supportive of this. But thank you very much for what you're doing and being out there on the front lines. And really, if you get called out on a call, putting yourself in danger for other people's lives.
Thank you. We appreciate your appreciation.
Well, also, just to sum up here, I want to talk about what kind of things you got. I mean, you're still in business. You're still operating. You're doing curbside service. You've got a website, correct?
Yeah. So Fleet Feet Sports Mobile, that's our website, but we're doing curbside. We have a couple of deals going on, 35% off everything to any first responder, nurse, anyone on the front lines, just to kind of help them out. I know people are working long hours, especially on hard floors, and we definitely want to help those feet out. So we're not really making much off of it, but we want to make sure and keep them in tip-top shape because it's going to help everyone in our community when we do that.
Absolutely. You're exactly right about that. Fantastic, man. Well, you know, I think you and I have talked about this, and I know that y'all, Marjorie's been very active on Facebook, you know, being concerned about other people and what have you. But, you know, we're going to see the end of this. We're going to band together. And I hope you're seeing that out in the community. I hope you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing about companies, about individuals really working together to get us through this crisis.
Yeah, we're definitely going to everybody working together because we're all in this together, especially at a hyper-local level.
Sure.
Where you and I, we own businesses, and whenever this is all said and done, we're going to see what's left and see what we can make the best of it.
Fantastic. If you wouldn't mind, pal, I'll just put it on the site. If you wouldn't mind, one more time, the Facebook thread that you've got going and also your website.
Running is not canceled.
Fleet Feet Sports Mobile, is that right?
I'm not sure. I can't remember right now off the top of my head if sports is in there. It might be just Fleet Feet Mobile.
I got you. Okay, fantastic. I'll make sure it's up on the website, on the Facebook page correctly. Micaiah, thank you so much for joining us. And look, buddy, and when all this is over, I look forward to having you back on to talk about how you can make a difference to people and really make a difference in people's lives through their footwear.
Yes, definitely. And if there are any questions and you have any foot-related issues, let us know via Facebook or just call into the store. We've got someone there typically all day. And,
great.
And I think even longer now.
shoot that number real quick.
I can't think
that's
of it.
That's okay. I'll get it up on the site. Don't worry, pal. I got you.
And I was like, oh, I can't think of it.
I got you in first responder mode right now.
And it'll pop up on your first searcher on Google.
No problem, man. Hey, look, you're first responder. No problem. About to break. Thank you so much for joining us, Micaiah. Everybody stay tuned for Dr. Mary Schaffer coming on to talk about us being on the front lines.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you.
Down till the sun comes up.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right. Welcome back to the show. I want to thank Micaiah Rockwell so much for joining us a minute ago. I caught him off guard on a few things, but the website's up on our Facebook page, and I want you to check that out, our good friends at Fleet Feet. And I thank Micaiah not only for what he's doing in his local business, and also especially during this time, but what he's doing for the health and wellness for the Mobilians, and on top of that, being a first responder, being a firefighter, and putting himself in harm's way to look out for us, and really thank all his buddies over there. So continue on talking about health and wellness, of course, and dealing with COVID-19. And I spoke about what Chris Cuomo was saying about, you know, fighting this and dealing with this. If you were to get COVID-19, well, I'm going to talk to somebody right now who's got a unique perspective, obviously. She's on the front line. She is seeing this on a daily basis, and she's got some tips for us for dealing with this crisis. So joining me right now is Dr. Mary Wells, and Dr. Wells is a pediatrician with Infirmary of Pediatrics. So welcome to the show, Dr. Wells.
Thank you.
I appreciate you joining us. So how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Fantastic. Have you been in the office today? You've been doing telemedicine, or where have we been?
I've been doing telemedicine. Unfortunately, I had an illness, and I have a pre-existing condition, so
right.
I'm on homebound and telemedicine until I can get back in the office.
I understand. I mean, y'all have got to look out for yourselves, so I understand that definitely. But you and I spoke about this at Personal Edge, and seeing the different things and what have you, what you were dealing with, and in with this crisis with COVID-19, and I think you bring out a different perspective because of being in pediatrics. What do you have to tell the parents out there? What are you seeing? What are you dealing with?
Well, mainly for children, except for the very young, like
right.
newborns up to about 6 to 9 months, it's not really, you don't see the complications that you do with older people and older when I say older people to us, that's somebody that's over 18.
Right.
So,
right.
So adults, no matter their age, children seem to do better. However, the little bitty babies don't do as well, and they can get very ill.
Ooh.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just reacting to that. I hate to hear that.
So usually kids from like 1 to 12 or so do okay with this, and that's what the data that we've been getting from not just the United States but for globally from the World Health Organization.
Oh, wow.
So most of these kids are the ones who are giving it to everybody else because they have a silent infection. I think they just have a runny nose or allergies.
Right.
And so we have to be real careful with that. Most of them that we're doing, we're managing at home, and we don't want to bring in anyone who has exposure to COVID today.
Right.
I was able to speak to several people who actually have it.
Right.
And you know they have it because their parents have it. And they're sick also, but they're stable, they're doing well, they don't even act like they have a cold hardly.
Right.
You check in, we as physicians check in daily with everybody to make sure they're still doing okay.
Sure.
Well, and because you don't want to go out and expose your doctor's office and the emergency room and anybody else if you're doing okay.
So on that note, now, and I may be beating this to death, but we spoke to Dr. Williams last week, and he was talking about what they were dealing with as far as recommendations for people and what have you. And you and I spoke about this a little bit before. So you're a parent. This is your child. You're concerned about them. What recommendations do you have for them as far as if they think they may have it or what have you? And I know you're recommending they feel okay to stay home, but there are other concerns there also, correct?
Yes, and we always want you to call us.
Right.
Call us and let us know your concerns.
Right.
Many physicians in town are not able to test in their office.
Right.
And
okay.
if you do have, and you are afraid you have it, we're going to talk to you, see how you're doing. We'll do a telemedicine visit.
Sure.
And we can send you to a testing center. The testing center at Diagnostic and Medical in front of Mobile Infirmary goes down to 12 months of age.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Good. I'm glad to hear that's out there. So, well, what do you, to mitigate this too. In this situation, we want to do all that we can. You got somebody that, let's say that they're feeling fine. They for all intents and purposes don't have it, but they're sitting thinking, okay, what can I do to keep myself from getting it? What's going to give me the best chance that not only to keep from getting, but also if I were to get it to handle it? What recommendations would you have in that territory?
Well, first of all, you want to do the social distancing, and you want to just about wash your hands off.
Right.
And never, ever, ever, ever touch your face or eyes.
Right. Okay.
And that's really hard because people touch their face, between 500 and 2,000 times a day.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, so you really have to work at it. And now, to protect other people, you wear a mask going out.
Right.
And use hand sanitizer. Use wipes. I went in a grocery store this morning that sterilizes the entire grocery cart.
Oh, wow.
Which was very nice. And then I had to stop at another one who didn't do it.
Oh,
so,
gosh. Yeah.
Definitely,
you want to be proactive in those things, definitely. So I can understand that. Now, of course, I can't bring you on and talk and not talk about your own health and wellness and what you're doing as far as that goes. You've had a change in that territory. I know for a fact that's a result of COVID-19. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, I have to stay home, so I can't go do anything in person.
Right.
And of course, the gyms are not open now because of the decree from the state.
Right.
But I continue to do all of my training on Facebook.
Awesome.
With Personal Edge, I can do all their classes at home. And this afternoon, I went out and I ran and I walked.
Awesome.
Like 4 miles.
Good.
And saw not one other person the whole time I was gone. So.
Good. Well, I can understand that though. Speaking honestly, obviously, I know that since you're a client of ours, you work out with us, and been with us for quite some time now. But you've, making this change. I mean, feel free to speak freely. How has it been training online?
Oh, training online? It's been kind of funny.
okay, good,
Mainly because I have, I have my granddaughter here with me,
right.
And my daughter.
Right.
And so she feels like she has to do it too, the 4-year-old.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes I'll have a child on my head while we're doing it.
Yeah, good. That's always good. Yeah.
It's been real interesting, and it's not so bad. I had to purchase, you know, a couple of bands, and that was about it.
Okay.
Otherwise,
oh, great.
You know, everybody's using, when they train you, what you have on hand, whether it's just your body weight or...
Right.
Accessories.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's what we tell everybody, that you did, that we can do it with some equipment, we can do it with no equipment. We have a lot of people that are training that way, and actually we've enjoyed, and we've shot a couple of pictures of you and your granddaughter, and in fact they made it on our Facebook page and garnered several likes. So by the way, I forgot to ask permission. I take more of the Christian standpoint. I don't ask permission, I beg forgiveness. So I don't mind that. So hey, look, anything else anybody needs to know? I appreciate you giving us that information on the COVID-19, but as far as dealing with this, anything else you want to share with us, please?
Well, I would, you know, there's a lot of information out there and a lot of misinformation out there.
Right.
And you need to be very careful and only listen to the experts and the physicians and, you know, like the CDC and Dr. Fauci. Those are the people to listen to, not anyone else, because they don't have the background, the knowledge, the experience.
Sure.
And that would be my advice, is don't listen to what Joe Blow down the road has to say about it, unless he is a virologist and a physician.
Well, that's fantastic advice, and I think a lot of that misinformation is almost as dangerous as not getting any information whatsoever, if not more dangerous than that. So, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and good luck making sure you get back in the office. And thank you so much for being out there for us, Dr. Wells.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you being on the show. That's fantastic advice. I think that's tremendous. Anything that I'm repeating stuff that, of course, professionals are telling me. And that's why I have these individuals on the show. And so I think that's fantastic advice, because the misinformation is scaring a lot of people. So I tell you, I wanted to have one other person join us during this segment. We got a few minutes here to talk about something interesting that's impacting our lives. It's impacting all of our lives, for that matter, and that is what's going on with the schools being closed. I mean, we feel for the kids that are having to do this online, a lot of activities that they're missing. But in our world, of course, we look at the sport world and the kids that are missing out on that. So I wanted to bring somebody on the show to talk about that. And joining me right now is Gary Zakutny. Gary is having a bachelor's degree in sport medicine, happens to be an athletic trainer and with McGill Tolan High School. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Hey, Garrett. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being on, pal. Now, listen, let me ask you first, how long have you been an athletic trainer?
Oh, I've been doing this now for, fixing to be 20 years. It'll be 20 years coming up this fall.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Well, and not only that, but I mean, you're looking at a high school, and you've been involved with this high school actually you've been involved with this high school for many years since you were a graduate of the high school. But what are you hearing? I mean, you're still in contact with the kids. What are you hearing? What's the feeling there?
Sure. Absolutely. I think the kids, just like everybody else, just like, you know, faculty, administration, really, really all the schools are all just in that scramble mode, just like we all are right now.
Right.
You know, world has been stopped as of 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and now they're just trying to figure out, okay, well, where do we go from here? How do we grow? When's it going to end? You know, all those questions are kind of flying around.
Sure. Are they giving y'all any kind of hints and allegations about that? I have to assume that, you know, this year and these spring seasons kind of done. I don't know if they're telling you anything about the future as far as that goes.
Yes, and the AHSAA, which is kind of the governing body for most of the schools in Alabama, has basically put a cancel on all of spring sports.
Right.
So now everybody's wondering, well, what are they going to do with the summer? What are they going to do with fall? Because a lot of these sports, you know, really kind of train throughout the summer and that type of stuff, especially the fall sports. And
right.
So they really don't know. They really don't know, you know, when are we going to be able to get back into the weight room? When are we going to be able to get back into that? And just like the rest of us, nobody really knows that answer.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, let's look at the other side of it. I mean, you know, this is going to pass at some point in time, what have you. What advice do you have for students out there, and also the parents out there, as far as their young athletes are concerned?
And that's where I think it's the key is, I mean, we're resilient. We're going to end up coming out of this. Is the question is where do you come out of it?
Right.
You know, do you come out of it? Have you lost track? Have you lost the last, you know, maybe month, 2 months, whatever, fitness and all like that? I have a almost 16-year-old kid and a boy, and I tell him all the time, I said, it's not time to lose ground. It's time to gain ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you can get out, if you can do something, anything, you know, within all the socially distant guidelines and all like that, but, you know,
right.
We were all of the age where we would go outside and we'd figure out something to do. And so I think as far as parents-wise, I think it's up to us parents to figure out something for our children to do.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
A lot of times it's easy to let them just sit inside and stuff like that. But,
absolutely.
But you know, the outside is nothing but a big obstacle course. And so figure out something
great
for them to do, get them outside, get them moving.
Yeah.
That way when we do get through this, we can hit the ground running.
Sure. Well, and you're uniquely qualified for that. Not only is Gary the athlete trainer for McGill-Tulane, he happens to be the admin director and going on 13 years personal trainer at Personalized Fitness. And you're actually working with some of these kids online, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And it's become a lot of fun. Honestly, it really is kind of refreshing just to say, okay, I don't have a single piece of equipment. I don't have anything I can do. I don't even know what to do. So just
right.
tell me what to do. And,
right.
and you know, imagination starts running wild, and all of a sudden we're doing cartwheels in the ground again.
Awesome. Fantastic. And I heard from some of your clients you're really wearing them out. So tell them how to get in touch with you,
like,
Gary. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's it. I like to do that.
Tell them how to get in touch with you, pal, if they're interested in learning more about that.
Okay. Yeah, you can reach me at gary@personaledgefitness.com. Or you can call the personal landline, which is 251-341-0927.
Great. Also, I'll throw out there, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, if you got any questions, especially dealing with injuries, Gary's uniquely qualified to handle that. He does a lot of our rehab work there. And, of course, that's what he's been eating, living, and breathing for 20 years now. And I'm sure you wouldn't mind handling questions about injuries and what have you.
I get phone calls all the time, almost daily on it. You know, now that the kids are out and about, they're still getting hurt, and I'd be more than welcome to take any phone calls and guide you in the way that we need to go.
Fantastic. Hey, look, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, pal.
Okay, yeah, thank you for having me.
Take care. So we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you all for joining us here on Personalized Fitness Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're talking a lot about dealing with COVID-19. We're talking about with some people on the front lines. I sure appreciate Dr. Wells joining us to speak about that and having a local business owner speak about their challenges and things they're doing to try to mitigate that. I'm going to talk to you a little about what we're doing to make a change on that. Besides having here on the fitness show, Personalized Fitness Show, we're having going to be featuring local businesses that are actually dealing with this and what they're doing, that ways that you can still be involved with them. And that's one thing we're doing, but also at our facility, we're working with companies to actually offer some online boot camps, different classes to get their people up and moving, and keep them involved, keep them motivated, not only physically but also mentally. And this is, I've been talking a lot in the last couple of weeks about doing online training, and this is something we've been involved in for the past couple of years. Of course, that's how we work with our out-of-state clients. It's also how we work with our out-of-state Catalyst clients. And so now, in this situation, we have the majority of our clients here in Mobile are, of course, online with us. And it's been a unique experience. But I think the best way to find out about that is, of course, talk to some people that have been involved with that. And joining me on the show right now is Miss Caroline Harris, who is a student that's been a client of ours and actually working out right now with us online. Welcome to the show, Caroline.
thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being on. So, and I got to tell you, I'm being very selfish about this because I'm so glad. I'm so glad to have you here in town, but I don't think it's, any, even though I know you love your family, I don't think it's where you want to be. Tell us, where do you want to be?
I would love to be back in Auburn. I miss it a lot, but it is good to be home, see my family, and be able to online train with y'all.
Oh,
but
no.
It is different.
Well, we think, of course, we love that, absolutely, but I'm sure, I mean, I remember being in college, and I love my family, love Mobile. But you know, you probably don't want to hear this, but you know, being on the campus in Athens is something somewhere I definitely wanted to be during school, of course. So
it's great, and it's a great time of year, so I'm bummed to be missing that.
Oh, absolutely. And how have you been doing classes online?
Yes, so all of our classes moved online the day after we got back from spring break, and so we've been using Zoom, which is an online, basically Skype, and so we do that. And then all of our assignments were already online, so that wasn't a terrible adjustment, but classes have been online.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, well, we won't talk about the bad news of that. We'll talk about the joy we have of having you here. But I having you on the show, and I told you before I asked you to come on the show, you know, please speak freely about this. But you've had the experience of being a client at Personal Edge, working with a variety of trainers, and now this has changed a bit. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience of the online training?
Yeah, so I've actually really enjoyed online training. I like it because everybody's still catering to my time slots that work best for me. And I know my class times change weekly just depending on what's going on with coronavirus and everything like that. And so everyone's been so great to work with me figuring out times that work best for my schedule. But I also still feel like I'm getting a great workout that keeps my outlook on this whole situation positive, gives me a clear head to kind of think better through this, because I feel like if I wasn't doing this, I would have a much more negative outlook on what's happening right now.
Sure. No, but I'm glad to hear that, because our mission statement is we seek to make people feel better about being themselves. If we do that, I mean, that's from a mental standpoint. And if we do that, we feel like we've done our job. Now, you're the reason I wanted you to come on the show. You have a kind of unique situation, because usually you're doing one-on-one sessions, but now it's a little different. Who are you training with? Tell me about that. Yeah.
We have, so now that I'm home, my mom joins me, and that's fun. And then the other day it was my mom, my dad, and I, and we were all out in the back patio.
Oh, wow.
And Josh had us bear crawling around the house. And I was like, if the neighbors drive by and see us bear crawling, I don't know what I'll do.
Awesome.
I mean, everyone's still finding unique ways to make us tired at the end of those 30 minutes. But it's been fun to do with family because it's motivating and we're all like pushing each other to work harder.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of our staff. You know, we have the most qualified staff in the Southeast, and everybody having a bachelor's degree, at least a minimum of bachelor's degrees in the field of exercise, makes a difference. And that allows them to do come up with some creative things.
I was like, I didn't know our furniture could do so many workout routines. Like, who knew the stairs could turn into...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A hard workout.
Exactly. Well, there you go. There you go. If you're looking for fitness equipment, look to the furniture. So, look, I've got somebody else coming on, but I want to thank you for joining us. But I have to ask you a quick question. Now, you train with Josh. Let me ask you, is Josh using Bluetooth headphones to communicate, or is he just yelling all the way to your house? Because I'm in the same studio with him. And you know.
It sounds like it. I mean, he could definitely reach up Old Show, and I could probably hear him.
I'm a good.
We were running around our house, and I could hear him with the iPad in the background. I was in front, and I was like, there he is.
Well, fantastic job, Josh. So, look, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll probably see you in a day or so.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Great. Well, sure appreciate you joining us, and because we do a lot of work with families, I wanted to have somebody that actually had that experience in working with us. And also, not only working in Mobile, we work with people out of state, and, of course, we work with our folks on the Eastern Shore, and we have a guest coming on right now that has a unique experience with at least two or three of our locations. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Mark Colicchio. Mark.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, pal. How are you?
I'm doing just absolutely fantastic right now. I'm sitting on my back deck, aka my training facility.
Yeah. I saw it online today, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So, yeah, looked over the show, and your soldier and saw that. So we're kind of getting close on time, about a minute and a half left. But I wanted to talk to you about it because you have, again, like Caroline, you have a unique experience because you train with us on our Spring Hill Abbey location. You train with us in our flagship. You've worked with a variety of trainers. Now you're on Eastern Shore. Now it's very different. You're at home. Tell us about it.
It is. It's nice. I mean, I don't know too many people that can walk out their back door and have an expert trainer just standing there. You know, it's like everybody's dream. You know, but it's so neat. I mean, and the good thing is, you know, not a lot of people can have a lot of equipment and things like that, and it's just neat to see Josh is my trainer and you as well. Friday, I guess.
Yeah, that's Friday.
I guess I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, believe me, I am.
But, you know, Josh will improvise on whatever I've got there. And, of course, you know, you're nice enough to lend some equipment out to me. And so I've got some things here. But just really minimalist type approach. You don't really need a whole lot of things to get your heart rate up and really kind of get a complete workout. He's just a really expert at that. I mean, it's amazing.
Sure. I'm glad to hear that, and that's what again, like I was telling Caroline, we're so proud of our staff as far as doing that. So, well, we've got to call it kind of short because I'm running out of time, though. Anything else you wanted to let us know? And careful, Val, I got secrets on you too.
Well, you said something about Athens, Georgia, so we're waiting, man.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us. Look, everybody, I want everybody to stay safe out there, and if there's anything we can do to enhance your level of wellness or help you find your level of wellness, even during this time, we are available. Contact us at personaledgefitness.com. Help us to help you find your level of wellness, maintain your health and fitness during this challenging time. Thank you again for joining us.
This has been the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you live a successful lifestyle. Continue the journey next Tuesday at 6 when Garrett Williamson brings you another edition of the Personal Edge Fitness Show on FM Talk 106.5.